047，听下面材料，回答第一二三小题。
Nowadays in the United States, more and more people are beginning to build underground houses, which save open land. When houses are underground, there is more land for parks, playgrounds, and gardens. Underground houses also save energy. They use only a little energy to stay warm or cool. As we know, the idea of underground houses is very old.People in the past lived in the underground houses and underground cities in China. And today, you can find large underground shopping centers in China, Japan, South Korea, and Canada as well. Some countries also build underground factories and shop houses to hold things. Joyce Rinker has an underground house in Michigan.One day in February, the outside temperature was a cold minus 22 degrees Celsius, but the temperature inside his house was a warm 16 degrees Celsius. The next year in July, the outside temperature was a hot 42 degrees Celsius, but the temperature inside was a comfortable 22 degrees Celsius.
Nowadays in the United States, more and more people are beginning to build underground houses, which save open land. When houses are underground, there is more land for parks, playgrounds, and gardens. Underground houses also save energy. They use only a little energy to stay warm or cool. As we know, the idea of underground houses is very old.People in the past lived in the underground houses and underground cities in China. And today, you can find large underground shopping centers in China, Japan, South Korea, and Canada as well. Some countries also build underground factories and shop houses to hold things. Joyce Rinker has an underground house in Michigan.One day in February, the outside temperature was a cold minus 22 degrees Celsius, but the temperature inside his house was a warm 16 degrees Celsius. The next year in July, the outside temperature was a hot 42 degrees Celsius, but the temperature inside was a comfortable 22 degrees Celsius.